Welcome to the Rapid Learning Core Audio Tutorial, Quadratic Equations. By completing this audio core tutorial, you will define quadratic functions, identify the graphs of quadratic functions along with their properties, solve quadratic equations by factoring, the square root method, completing the square, and the quadratic formula. You will also use imaginary numbers in quadratic equation solutions and identify and solve quadratic inequalities. Quadratic equations are solved using four methods: the square root method, the quadratic formula, completing the square, and factoring. All of these lead to a solution set for that quadratic equation. Quadratic inequalities, on the other hand, are solved to get an interval solution set. Definition: a quadratic function. A quadratic function is a specific type of function written in the standard form f of x equals ax squared plus bx plus c is equal to 0, where a is not equal to 0. The ax squared is the quadratic term. The linear term is bx, and the constant term is c. Stop and think. If a were equal to 0, there would be no quadratic term, therefore no quadratic function. Some examples of quadratic functions are 2x squared minus 2x plus 1 is equal to 0, or x squared minus 2x minus 3 is equal to 0. Also, x squared minus 1 is equal to 0. A quadratic function does not have to have a linear or constant term. As long as it has the quadratic term, we can call it a quadratic function. The graph of a quadratic function is a parabola. The parts of the parabola are as follows. The axis of symmetry divides the parabola into two equal parts. Each part is a mirror image of the other. There is also a vertex. This is where the axis of symmetry intersects the parabola. There's a y-intercept, where the parabola crosses the y-axis at x equals 0. Keep in mind, you may not have a y-intercept. This is only if the graph crosses the y-axis. There's also x-intercepts. These are where the graph of the parabola crosses the x-axis at y equals 0. X-intercepts are also optional. Not all parabolas or graphs of quadratic functions have x-intercepts. Parabola properties. Parabolas may open upward if a is greater than 0 or downward if a is less than 0. Opening downward means the opening of the parabola faces the south. Opening upward means the opening of the parabola faces north. Here's a tip. You can use your hands to help you remember the shape of a parabola. The mathematics of the parabola. Here I will give you the formula for each part of the parabola that we previously discussed. The axis of symmetry is x equals negative b divided by 2a. The vertex is a coordinate set of points. The x value is negative b divided by 2a, and the y value is the function of negative b over 2a. The y-intercept is given by a coordinate set of points also, where the x-coordinate is 0 and the y-intercept is c. Remember, we're taking these variables directly from the quadratic equation itself. The x-intercepts are given by the quadratic formula. X equals negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4 times a times c, all over 2 multiplied by a. Maximums and minimums. The vertex of a parabola can be a maximum or minimum value. If A is greater than 0, the vertex is a minimum. If A is less than 0, the vertex is a maximum. For example, 3x squared plus 9x plus 6 equal to 0. Notice that A, 3, is greater than 0. This vertex is a minimum. Let's also think about negative 5x squared plus 6x plus 1 is equal to 0. In this equation, A, negative 5, is less than 0. This vertex is a maximum. There are 4 methods of solving quadratic equations. We discussed them earlier. They're factoring, the square root method, completing the square, and using the quadratic formula. To factor an expression means to rewrite it as a product. For example, if you're asked to factor 2x squared minus x, you'll find that you get the product of x and the quantity of 2x minus 1. In this problem, we use the greatest common factor, x. The greatest common factor is the largest factor that elements in an expression have in common. When we use factoring, we also use the zero product property. This property states that if AB is equal to 0, then A equals 0 or B equals 0. For example, if x plus 4 times x minus 2 equals 0, then x plus 4 equals 0 or x minus 2 is equal to 0. To solve by factoring, think about this. If the left side of an equation can be factored, then the zero product property can be used to solve the quadratic equation. Here are the steps. First, rewrite equation in standard form. Then, you factor the left side. Next, apply the zero product rule. Finally, you solve for x in each equation. These are your solutions. You can also use the square root method. The square root method states that if A and B are algebraic expressions such that A squared is equal to B, then A is equal to the square root of B, or A is equal to negative square root of B. We can solve a quadratic equation by the square root method if we can write it in the form A squared equals B, where A and B are expressions. Once you have applied the square root method, you'll solve each equation obtained to arrive at your solutions. Definition: perfect square trinomial. A perfect square trinomial is a product obtained when a binomial is squared. For example, x squared minus 4x plus 4 can be written as the quantity of x minus 2 squared. The properties of perfect square trinomials are as follows: a squared minus 2ab plus b squared is equal to the quantity of a minus b squared. Also, a squared plus 2ab plus b squared is equal to the quantity of a plus b squared. The difference of two squares. The difference of two squares can be written as a squared minus b squared equals the quantity a minus b times the quantity of a plus b. These are properties that we use to factor the equation or to complete the square. Completing the square involves finding the last term of a perfect square trinomial to solve an equation. The formula is as follows. X squared plus bx plus the quantity of b divided by 2 squared equals the quantity of x plus b divided by 2 squared. Let's think about an example. Find the value to complete the square of x squared plus 6x plus blank. First, calculate b divided by 2 squared. In this case, our b value is 6. So 6 divided by 2 is 3. 3 squared is equal to 9. The value completes the square. X squared plus 6 plus 9 is equal to the quantity of x plus 3 squared. Let's formally review the steps to completing the square. First, find b divided by 2 squared. Second, rewrite equation so that all x terms are on one side. Third, complete the square by adding b divided by 2 squared to both sides. Step 4. Factor the perfect square trinomial. Step 5. Apply the square root method. And step 6. Solve for x. Let's recall the quadratic formula. This is another way that we solve quadratic equations. The quadratic formula is x is equal to negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac. All over or divided by 2a. Let's review the steps to finding the solutions of quadratic equations using the quadratic formula. Step 1. Identify the coefficients of the given quadratic equation. Step 2. Plug the coefficients into the formula. Step 3. Simplify the formula. Step 4. Find the solutions. Solutions to quadratic equations. The number and type of solutions of a quadratic equation depends on the sign of the discriminant. B squared minus 4ac. Remember, this is the value that's under the square root sign in the quadratic formula. Now, if b squared minus 4ac is greater than 0, the equation has two distinct real solutions. These can be found with the quadratic formula. If b squared minus 4ac is equal to 0, then the equation has one real solution. X equals negative b over 2a. Did that formula sound familiar? It should. It's the equation for our axis of symmetry. Now, if b squared minus 4ac is less than 0, then the equation has two imaginary solutions, or no real solutions. But what are imaginary solutions? Complex are imaginary numbers. The definition. Imaginary numbers are numbers of the form a plus bi, where a and b are real numbers, and b is not equal to 0. Bi indicates the part of the expression that is imaginary. I squared is equal to negative 1. Let's think about an example. The square root of negative 9. It's equal to I times the square root of 9, which equals I times 3. And simplified, it equals to 3i. Stop and think. True or false? Quadratic equation ax squared plus bx plus c is equal to 0. Has two distinct roots if a squared minus 4bc is greater than 0. This is false. The discriminant is b squared minus 4ac. Remember, the discriminant is associated with the quadratic formula. Anything different than that, and you could have an incorrect answer. Next, true or false. Quadratic equation ax squared plus bx plus c equals 0 has two distinct roots if b squared minus 4ac is greater than 0. We just discussed this one. This is true. If the discriminant is greater than 0, you have two distinct roots which can be found with the quadratic formula. True or false? If b squared minus 4ac equals 0, then quadratic equation ax squared plus bx plus c is equal to 0 has no roots. No roots? False. If b squared minus 4ac equals 0, there is one root, or solution, to this quadratic equation. And lastly, true or false? 2x plus 1 is equal to 0 is a quadratic equation. Well, you don't have to go far to figure this one out. It's false. This equation has no quadratic term. Quadratic inequalities. A quadratic equation where the equal sign is replaced by an inequality is a quadratic inequality. An example is 2x squared minus x plus 1 is greater than or equal to 0, or x squared minus 2x plus 1 is less than or equal to 0. Let's review the steps for solving a quadratic inequality. First, put the equation in standard form. Step 2. Define boundaries. Step 3. Denote the test interval. Step 4. Find the sign, plus or minus, in every interval. Step 5. Determine which interval satisfies the quadratic inequality. Remember, when defining boundaries, change the inequality to an equality. Find the solutions of the equation. These are your boundary points. When you denote the test intervals, remember, the test intervals range from negative infinity to infinity. For example, if our solutions to the equation were negative 6 and 3, we'd have three intervals, one from negative infinity to negative 6. The second interval would be from negative 6 to 3. And the last interval would be from 3 to infinity. In step 4, you're finding the sign, minus or plus, in every interval. To find the sign in each interval, use a test value from the interval. You'll plug this value into the quadratic equation to see if you come up with a positive or negative number. For example, the interval from negative infinity to negative 6. Just choose a number in that interval. Plug it into the equation. For example, you could choose negative 7, maybe negative 10. It's your choice. Find out what the sign is, and that's what goes in the interval. From our interval negative 6 to 3, we could find 1. That could be our test point. Or we could use 2 or negative 1. Any number in that interval we could use to test. In the last step, you determine which interval satisfies the quadratic inequality. For example, if we had x squared plus 3x minus 18 is less than 0, we would look for an interval whose solution came up to be negative. If the equation or the quadratic inequality read greater than 0, we'd look for intervals that were positive. In summary, of the quadratic equation core audio tutorial. A quadratic function is a specific type of function written in the standard form ax squared plus bx plus c equals 0. You can solve a quadratic equation by factoring, the square root method, completing the square, or the quadratic formula. The quadratic function graph has an axis of symmetry, vertex, and sometimes it has x-intercepts and y-intercepts. Remember, these aren't necessary with every parabola. Also, a quadratic inequality is a quadratic equation where the equal sign is replaced by an inequality sign. And lastly, the solution to a quadratic inequality is an interval set. Congratulations! You have completed the audio tutorial on quadratic equations. For more audio and visual rapid learning tutorials, please visit www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you!